Hello, and welcome to the Honest Hour podcast. I am Christina Mazurek, your host, and I believe that to be honest is to try to convince someone of your discovered truth of something. Your honesty is your work, your story, your relationships, and your worldview. The Honest Hour podcast is a collective voice of global influences. It is through honest conversations out loud that we can rise together through a more diverse understanding of the world. This is your honesty. Enjoy today's episode.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Honest Hour podcast. This is Christina, your host. And if you are new, welcome to this podcast. And if you are returning, welcome back. I'm so glad that you're listening again. I have already started recording this podcast today. 6 minutes in, I was rambling and ended the podcast, decided I didn't want to record today. But then I remembered if I did that, I'd start to feel really guilty that I'm not staying consistent with my goals. And then I went through the whole process again of reminding myself why I am doing this. So here I am again, choosing my hard. And that is the title for today's episode. In the spirit of personal development, considering I have been focusing on topics related to personal development and self-help over the last couple of episodes, I did a solo episode on goal setting recently, and then I followed up with a replay of a previous conversation with an author of a mindset book, which was incredible. If you haven't listened, go listen to the last episode, the one before this one. And it brings me to the topic of today, which is choosing your heart. We all heard our parents talk about this when we were younger. Over and over again in childhood, we would hear, but life's not fair. Life's not fair. And we hated it. And you know, I hate it when I say it to my kids too, because I used to hate it when my parents said it to me. And yet here I am saying it again. To be honest, I try to use different terminology, but it's just wrapped up into the same thing, which is life is hard. Life is not fair. But this is where I try to give my kids hope, and also you hope today, which is that we do have a choice. You always have a choice. And while it might not feel we have a choice sometimes, like our hands are tied, it's actually just because we've actually been taught in life that things should be easy and things shouldn't be hard, but that's just not the truth. Life is hard and we always have a choice. And usually both choices are quite hard. If you are embarking on a weight loss journey and you find yourself sitting there overweight, unhealthy, having poor quality sleep, difficulty doing any form of basic exercise, maybe even just walking to your car or up the stairs, it's really hard to continue living that way. It's also really hard to decide to change. But you have to choose. So for me, I've had to make choices my whole life. That's why I've been on a personal development journey since I was about 10 years old, when I was given up for adoption. I'll never forget that day, and it's always remained as the defining moment in my life where there was a before and there was an after. There was my childhood before I was given up for adoption, and there was my childhood and then my adult life afterwards. And from that moment on, where I experienced a ton of difficult emotions, disconnection, loss of identity, a lack of sense of self, this feeling of abandonment, of rejection, it was very hard to deal with those difficult emotions. And it was equally hard to learn how to process them and to deal with them in healthy ways. And I'm still on a journey of doing that, but it started back when I was 10 years old. And in the beginning, I chose negative ways to cope with those emotions. Codependency, people-pleasing, attention-seeking, controlling the food I was eating, anorexia, and so forth. And I still fail all the time. I'm not perfect, but I choose to fail forward. That means I always try to get myself back up and learn from my mistakes and choose a better path forward. And we always have that choice in life. And so I wanted to give you guys some really brief steps today to help you identify how you can choose your hard. What does that actually look like? Well, the first thing that usually happens is you are faced with a moment of discontent and you say to yourself, I'm not happy. This is feeling really hard. Something is missing. What's missing or what's not happening for you that's making you feel this way? And you'll usually be able to identify it quite quickly. I hate my job. I'm unhappy in my relationship. I feel like I have no boundaries with my kids. They're controlling me. My house is always a mess and it gives me anxiety. I'm struggling to sleep at night. All of those things are different variations of difficult choices that we all face every single day. None of us lead perfect lives. So all of us are dealing with something uncomfortable that we are not choosing to deal with because the choice is hard. Whether you choose to change the uncomfortable situation by making changes that will feel uncomfortable as well at first, or you choose to remain in the situation, either choice is really hard. So the first thing that you need to do is sit there and understand the discrepancy between the life you're living and the life you want to live. That's on a larger scale, but it could be the relationship you're in and the type of relationship you want to have, the job that you have, the type of job you want to have. So identifying the discrepancy in your unhappiness. The next step is determining what's important to you. And this ties into understanding your why, which I always talk about is super important when you want to achieve goals and you want to live the life of your dreams. Oh, I hate it when I say that. It sounds so cliche, but it's true. There's no other way to say it. What is important to you? So this is often the most difficult part of a personal development journey, because when we change from living in a codependent, people-pleasing, attention-seeking, unhealthy coping type of way, to get out of that, the first step is you actually need to try to spend some time understanding who you are, what is important to you, and why. And that might sound really easy for some people. And if it is, congratulations, you had a healthy childhood, you had an amazing upbringing, you are very lucky, your parents raised you well. But for other people like me, who were raised in a way that was dysfunctional and unhealthy, and you learned to cope in unhealthy ways, to dismantle that map that you've built for yourself and start living from a whole perspective, you need to understand who you are and what's important to you. And the reason that's really hard is because you actually need to start with self-love in order to understand your worthiness. Because every single person listening to this episode today has a purpose. Every single person listening to this episode today has a why. Every single person listening to this episode today is valuable and special beyond measure. You are you and no one else is you, and that is your superpower. I say that to my 5-year-old all the time, and it is so important. And that's also why I always say that parenting your children is such an incredible blessing and gift to be able to reparent yourself. Because when you have these little kids that you love wholeheartedly and so much, and you only want the best for them, and you do all the research you can to try to figure out how to raise them whole and healthy, you learn the tips and tricks on how to do that with yourself. That's why I also say to people who ask me all the time, what should I do? I don't know what to do. What would you do? Usually the answer is really obvious. They're just not giving themselves permission to prioritize their values because they've been taught to people please. So the answer is usually found when you ask yourself this, if you are a parent. If you're not a parent, ask yourself a different question. I'll tell you now. But if you are a parent and you're wondering what choice you should make for yourself, imagine that it's your adult child asking you this question, what should I do? I have an unhealthy friendship in my life, Mom. They're always bringing me down, but I don't know what to do. Your answer to them would usually be very clear. Set a certain boundary. Let the person go. Send them love and on their way. Choose you. You need to surround yourself with wholesome, wholehearted, healthy people. Don't let other people bring you down. That's one example. But the advice that you would give your adult child in a difficult life choice situation is the advice that you should be taking for yourself. And if you're struggling to do that, it's because you are not valuing yourself and you are operating from dysfunctional coping mechanisms that you inherited growing up. And that's okay. Forgive yourself. Don't sit in a pity of shame and unworthiness. Just recognize that the map and the blueprint you were given growing up or from difficult situations, that map is faulty. It doesn't work. The software needs to be updated. There's new information, and when you know better, you do better. So figure out what's missing, identify what's important to you, and put yourself first. Treat yourself the way you would expect your adult children to treat themselves. The next step is, if it's a bigger goal and you're not sure how to achieve the big goal, this one's super simple. I love this. It's a reverse engineering technique. If you want to run a marathon, you have to start training every single day. But at the beginning of your training journey and going on through to the middle and then to the end, your training exercises every single day look very different because you have to build upon what you're doing slowly but surely each day. So identify what it is you want to achieve and break that goal down into smaller, more achievable goals over the leading months, or over, it could be if it's long-term life goals, the years, then the months, then the weeks, and the day. Reverse engineer and set goals for yourself. The next step in choosing your hard is staying consistent. And trying to stay consistent with the steps that lead to achieving a goal is almost a smaller act of choosing your hard every single day. It's hard to stay inconsistent and not achieve your goal. It's really frustrating. It challenges your mental health and your mindset and your sense of self and your purpose astoundingly every single day. It's also really hard to write down a goal, to reverse engineer it, to set daily goals, and to achieve those goals every single day. It's hard to be lazy. It's also hard to not be lazy. The reality is, folks, this is what I'm trying to say today, is that the most beautiful thing is you do have a choice, and usually our frustration lasts up until the point we remember and accept the fact that we do have a choice. So if you're feeling frustrated, you're feeling discouraged, unsatisfied, uncomfortable, disappointed in yourself, you need to spend a little bit of time trying to identify what's missing, where's the discrepancy in your happiness, what's important to you, what do you want to achieve, how can you try to achieve that, ticking off the goals and choosing your hard every single day. It's hard to choose your hard. It's hard to accept that that's the truth, but it's also hard to be complacent and to stay stagnant. So this was a super short episode today, but it was something on my heart that I wanted to share with all of you, and I hope you enjoyed it. If you like it, share it with a friend who needs to hear this today. Share it to social media. Give us a tag at The Honest Hour Podcast. And again, thank you so much for listening. My name is Christina, your host. I hope you have a beautiful day wherever you are and that life just keeps getting better for you.
Thank you for listening to the Honest Hour Podcast. I hope this recording inspired you to live in your honest truth. And I encourage you, if you enjoyed the episode, to subscribe and to rate the podcast. If you would like to connect with me online, I would love to hear from you. I'm on Instagram at The Honest Hour Podcast, and my website is christinamazarek.co.za. Thank you and have a beautiful day.